Thank you. Forced displacement is on the increase. We have learned this again at this forum. But also the pattern of refugee movement is changing, and our collective response needs to adapt to today's realities. Addressing forced displacement and its root causes is key in meeting our collective commitments to the Global Compact on Refugees objectives and ensuring that no one is left behind. The OECD and the members of the DAC, the Development Assistance Committee, are committed to be part of this global move. We recently approved the DAC recommendation on the nexus, but also last week the INCAF common position on supporting comprehensive responses in refugee situations, and also this week we launched a report on financing for refugee situations. But let me also share some data in terms of development finance. Between 2015 and 2017, the DAC members have played a critical role in complementing multilateral agencies in operationalizing the nexus as crucial development actors, spending $26 billion in ODA, official development assistance, in refugee situations. While 72% of it was spent on humanitarian interventions, there has been also an increase in the percentage of development funds going to refugee hosting situations, from 23% in 2015 to 30% in 2017. It means that ODA remains a critical source of financing for refugee situations. But this requires to look at how ODA is spent across the nexus, the humanitarian development peace nexus, in line with the DAC recommendation. We need more ODA, but we also need smarter ODA, more impactful ODA, and also to look beyond ODA, including through blended finance. While emerging trends are positive and development actors, including multilateral development banks, are increasingly recognizing the often portrayed nature of refugee situations, the current model of financing still follows a pattern of displacement that no longer exists. Financing needs to take into consideration that protection concerns often coexist with development needs, whether in crisis situation or in development context experiencing fragility. Here, the nexus is where the opportunities lie. Development actors need to be with humanitarians in the same place at the same time to support better strategies. And the OECD key contribution to this forum is centered around, as I mentioned, the recently published report on financing for refugee situations. That was based on four country studies conducted in Central African Republic, Colombia, Lebanon, and Uganda. And this paper also points to financing principles, seven principles that we think would be fundamental to be implemented. Applying the DAC recommendation as a global standard, and that's why we are calling for adherence from non-DAC members, but also from international organizations, providing a comprehensive framework to incentivize and implement more collaborative and complementary actions will contribute to addressing forced displacement. Allow me to conclude by reaffirming the OECD commitment to supporting a more effective and coherent engagement in refugee situations, to promote global responsibility sharing. The OECD calls on all supporters of the Global Forum, the Global Compact on Refugees, to join forces and be part of this joint action. Thank you very much.